Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hiring today is another indication that we've moved on to that final, that most exciting stage, and that is the one about competing for championships. Thanks to the hard work of our scouts, our player development people, the front office, our analytics group, clubhouse staff, everyone involved, we're on the precipice here of a potentially exciting run and exciting era in White Sox history.
I don't believe you.
I don't get it. I don't understand. You've done such a great job, White Sox staff, in building up this team and turning them into a playoff participant this year, that we're going to make a gigantic change now that you've been successful.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Don't understand that, but we'll try to get an explanation, a little more insight. We've got the MLB.com beat writer covering the White Sox. Scott Merkin's going to join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Scott Merkin joins us from MLB.com covering the Chicago White Sox. Scott, good morning to you. Thank you for your time. You're on with Ben and Woods.
Sure. How are you guys doing?
Good. Now, I fully could be eating my words
same.
Because I can certainly picture a scenario where Tony La Russa makes all the right decisions, pulls all the right cards, plays all the right guys, and the White Sox take that next step that they're looking for. But honestly, when I heard it, like so many other people, I was floored. What was your reaction when the White Sox made this announcement yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think when his name first came up, I believe it was Bob Nightingale of USA Today who mentioned him literally, you know, minutes after Rick Hahn finished his press conference talking about Rick Renteria's mutual parting of the ways as manager. I think people thought, okay, you know, it doesn't make a ton of sense. You know, he hasn't, you know, I mean, there's no denying the man has, you know, maybe one of the, Tony La Russa has one of the best resumes in the history of managers in baseball, right? I mean, he's won 3 World Series, 6 pennants, 2,728 wins, third most all time. Great manager. It just didn't seem like the right fit for this team. And I just think overall, it didn't, you know, just, not just that he's 76, because people who are there, it doesn't matter your age. Age is a number legitimately, but it just didn't seem, having been away for 9 years, that this was the right fit. But this is who they chose. And, you know, as some people have talked about, you know, ultimately this team is very good. He's not going to have to, you know, work wonders of the team. And again, you know, it's hard to explain it without sounding like you're dismissing Tony La Russa. And I'm not, because as I said, he's one of the great managers in the history of the game. It's just interesting, the fit now. And of course, you know, as much as they talked about that it wasn't this, I mean, there is a deep connection with Tony and Jerry Reinsdorf. Jerry Reinsdorf has told me in a couple interviews that Tony La Russa is like a brother to him. Now, again, he could be like a brother to him and still be a very good manager. So we'll see how it, you know, it works this time around. But I did not think, you know, he was the favorite. He was the choice in my mind until they actually announced, you know, that he was hired, pretty much.
We are talking to Scott Merkin, White Sox beat writer for MLB.com, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And any truth to the rumors that some of the other people in the organization, does it feel like the GM maybe got his legs cut off a little bit by ownership? Because I'll tell you, man, if that happened here, you know, I think it would be pretty obvious, and I think people would be really upset. The reaction from White Sox fans, at least on Twitter, and I know that's a small part of the city, but it was baffling to me. So are there people in the organization that are upset by this hire?
You know, I think no matter who they would have hired yesterday, there probably wouldn't have been 100% approval. You know, take a look at A.J. Hinch, who now looks like he's going to be the Tigers manager. You know, there are people who question his involvement in the sign stealing scandal, which cost him a year suspension. although from what I've been told, you know, much like Tony La Russa, a good guy with great baseball instincts and great knowledge. And I think a lot of Sox fans have now moved into that era of, you know, strong analytics, you know, a combination of analytics and gut feeling, but more so analytics. And I think fans don't view Tony La Russa as an analytics guy, even though he really was when he was at Oakland. You know, him and Dave Duncan really were kind of ahead of the curve on that. So I think, you know, I don't know really completely about the Sox organization. You know, I would say, you know, Rick Hahn talked, his general manager talked yesterday about this as a consensus opinion between him, Ken Williams, who's the executive vice president, and Jerry Reinsdorf, who is the chairman slash, you know, owner of the team. But yeah, I would think that this is, you know, I mean, let's just be realistic. This is a guy who Jerry has known. You know, he was Jerry Reinsdorf's first manager when he bought the team in 1981, when his group bought the team in 1981. So I would not be surprised if this was, you know, he's the one who contacted Tony. Obviously, not with, you know, I mean, shared that knowledge with the other guys in the front office. But yeah, I would not be surprised if there were other guys on the list for Rick and or Kenny that were above Tony La Russa before this whole process began.
Scott, the White Sox obviously have one of the most young, fun rosters in baseball. We've been following it pretty closely because the Padres, you know, we kind of feel are the National League equivalent over here, up and coming. And it stuck out to us that Tony La Russa, when Fernando Tatis Jr. Hit his 3-0 grand slam in Texas, a lot of people said, hey, let the kids play, enjoy themselves. Tony La Russa did not say anything like that. He was critical of that moment, but he's taking over a team that has some of that same energy. Do you think there's a concern that Tony La Russa might kind of quash that good energy that the White Sox built this last season?
Yeah, maybe I'm naive, but I think baseball is kind of different from, you know, even 2000, let alone 1990, 1995. And I think it's a player's game. And I understand that, you know, you have to respect the man in charge. You know, it's like my mom always says, you know, your boss is always right, right? So you got to respect the idea. But I think players do their thing now, you know. And I think Tony La Russa is going to set the stage. He's going to, you know, let them know how he wants things to run. But, you know, he's played with guys, or I'm sorry, he's managed guys who have had a lot of energy and a lot of flair in the past, right? I mean, Jose Canseco, Ricky Henderson, Albert Pujols, you know, I mean, it was not above, you know, kind of, you know, celebrating a home run when he hit one of his many that, you know, that went way out there. So I think the players are going to do their thing. I think it's all speculation until whenever we do get to spring training, or more so they than me. But I hope I'm there this year, too.
Us too.
You know, yeah, no kidding. I think it's more speculation until everyone gets together. You know, the one interesting thing this year is that, like, I know Sox Fest last year, which, you know, every team has their fan fest, was a good time for, like, all the new guys to get together and talk and kind of start meeting. And a lot of Sox players mentioned that. And there is no Sox Fest this year. You know, they've canceled that already because of the pandemic. So, you know, really, spring training, barring, you know, phone calls Tony La Russa makes the players from now moving forward, is the first chance they're going to have to really get together. So I think we'll know a lot more about this fit when it, you know, whenever they arrive in Arizona. But again, you know, I can't stress enough that he's a great manager. I don't think anyone's arguing that. I think they're just arguing that, you know, was he really the top candidate of everyone in that front office?
Yeah, I mean, he was a great manager. He was a great manager. It's a we talked to guys that have played at a high level, you know, the big leagues, and you know, they've come around on some of the antics, I guess you could say, the fun, the celebrating, and they've said, you know what, it's their time now. It's their time. And if La Russa can come in and realize that he is not bigger than the game and just be kind of that field general and make the pitching changes and, you know, talk to the guys when they need an arm wrapped around them, tell them they're going to be okay, I think it's, you know, it could potentially be a really great hire. I'm having a hard time reconciling myself to that. I mean, he already came out, talked about Tim Anderson yesterday and said, well, you know, if his celebration and his energy is in the right place, then I have no problem with it. And it almost feels like he's playing joy police already.
Yeah, I think he used the word sincere. You know, I think.
Yeah, sincere.
I'm just kind of interpreting a little what he says. I think he meant like just not to be dumb. But again, you know, who is anyone, not just Tony La Russa, to judge what's sincere? You know, I mean, it's everyone's own style to go out there and do what they want to do. And I think maybe it's more just a focus on the team, the team, the team. You know, maybe it's just more a focus on, do whatever you want as long as it's not taking away from the team. But in terms of, you know, protest and that peaceful protest and that sort of thing about civic issues and making society better, I mean, the Sox have some great, I mean, I'm sure every team has this, but I cover the White Sox, so they have some great people, great players on that team who are really thoughtful and forward-thinking and strong-minded that, you know, to make a change, and they've been doing that. And I don't think, you know, I think Tony La Russa has adapted just from listening to him yesterday, but even if he, let's just hypothetically say he hasn't, these players are going to still do this because they believe in it, and there's no reason to stop, you know, what they believe in. So I really believe that they won't change, and that, you know, I think Tony La Russa is there to run the team, and we've seen that he can do a good job of that. You know, I mean, I'm interested to see, you know, how he'll, you know, with the stress of the season coming up, and who knows what this pandemic, the effects will have. That's all stuff to consider. But the Sox believe that he's the guy.
Scott, really appreciate your time. Now let's hope that we're going to have you on in about 354 days to preview a Padres White Sox World Series. I think a lot of people would be really excited about that in 2021. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, anytime, guys. Take care.
Scott Merkin, MLB.com, covering the White Sox on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online, and mobile banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Have a little real or fake coming up here. We've got another Padres prize package to give away. If you want to join us, take on Woods in our game here in a couple of minutes, call 833-288-0973. That's our number, 833-288-0973. I have to read this. It got popped up on my Twitter timeline yesterday. It's old. It's from 4 years ago when Jeff Passan, before he had made it big with ESPN, was just a Yahoo writer, you know, making his name as someone covering Major League Baseball. And here's what he wrote about Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa, a convicted drunk driver who managed one of the most steroid-addled clubhouses in modern baseball history, and today oversees an organization that at the trade deadline passed along to multiple organizations private medical information about a player it wanted to deal, spent Wednesday playing moralist, a role that suits him about as well as chief baseball officer for a major league franchise. The impetus behind La Russa's barrage of illogic was Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones, who called baseball a white man's sport when asked why no ball player had emulated the protests of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Were La Russa not so fundamentally myopic, he may well have realized he is exactly the white man of whom Jones speaks, and the worst kind at that, an authoritarian happy to share his opinion, but not respectful enough to allow others to use their platforms in the same fashion. Woods, does that sound like a modern 2020 baseball manager to you?
No, it doesn't, man, and that's that problem. Now, he did come out yesterday and said that he's changed a little bit in that regard, and I'm okay with that. People do change. People can change. See the error of their ways.
They do. They rarely do so in their 70s. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a fair point. But yeah, well, you know, we'll see how it plays out. It either could be a massively successful move or the dumpster fire that I kind of think it will be.
But I mean, he'll know when to play the right, you know. He should still remember how to manage a good baseball game.
I would imagine.
Being a manager, though, is about a lot more than just, you know, when to steal, when to hit and run.
Benny, it ain't what it was,
it's
man.
Not.
It's just not. It's a different, there's more people in your ear. You know, he's going to have more people in his ear than he's ever had before. It's not going to be the Tony La Russa show. And I, you know, as long as he realizes that the game's different. There are a lot more numbers. And I know he was ahead of the curve 30 years ago, but the curve is hard to follow sometimes. It really is, as far as baseball and analytics are concerned.
All right, before we do anything else, a lot to get to on this show today, but first we got to try to give away a prize. It is time to play Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Up for grabs, a Padres prize pack that includes a Padres hat, a fleece blanket, mask, and tote bag courtesy of the San Diego Padres. Paulie, who do we have on the line today?
You guys, we are in for a treat. You guys remember where the sound, the ding, comes from?
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Our buddy, the Phoenix Tree Rat.
Phoenix Tree Rodent.
Tree Rodent?
He's both.
He's on the line.
Nice. Good morning, Phoenix Tree Rodent.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, haven't heard from you in a while. Excellent. Are you ready to take on Woods in Real or Fake?
I got to give it a shot.
All right. Let's do it. Tony La Russa. How about that? Got his first job as a manager in 1979 with the Chicago White Sox. That was a long time ago. Today on Real or Fake, I will name a motion picture. You tell me if it was a real top 10 movie in 1979 or a fake that didn't come around until the next decade.
Got
Woods. All right, Woods, you are up first. Round one. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That is fake.
1981. Very good. And there's his sound right there for it. All right, Tree Rodent, let's go. Round one for you. Kramer versus Kramer. Real or fake?
Real.
Number one movie in 1979. All right, round two, Woodsy. We were just talking about this movie the other day. The Amityville Horror.
Ooh.
Real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Was. Number two movie that year.
Behind Kramer versus
Behind
Kramer.
Kramer versus Kramer. All right, round two. Tree Rodent, let's go with Rocky II. Real or fake, Tree Rodent?
Ooh. Real.
It is, yes.
Wow,
I would have
said
came
fake.
Out in 1979. Very good. And we are perfect here in round three. Woods, Poltergeist.
I feel like that was 80s. I'm going to say fake.
You're right, 82. Very good, Woods. All right, still going. Here we go, round three. Real or fake, 1979 movies. Tree Rodent, Apocalypse Now.
Ooh, shoot. Fake. I want to say that's 78.
79, you know, it's real.
It's real.
No, other way.
Nope, other way.
There you go. All right, it's okay. We still got a couple of rounds left. Woodsy, you'll never get this one. Star Trek, the motion picture.
Fake.
Real. 1979. All right, we're tied still.
Greetings.
All right, Tree Rodent. Scott, as I'm told, Paul tells me it was your actual first name. Chariots of Fire.
Real.
Now, 81 Oscar Award winner.
Ah,
all right, last round. Woodsy, Airplane.
Ooh, God,
real or fake?
Brilliant movie that is. Do you speak jive? real.
It screams 1979, doesn't it? 1980.
Damn
it. Out night summer of 1980. All right, for the win here, outright tie at least, Scott. Alien. Real or fake? 1979 motion picture.
Fake.
Yeah, it's real, but you know, he got three right. We'll give him a prize.
I'll give it to
Plus,
him.
Plus, he came up with our harmonica winning sound. Scott, Tree Road, and congratulations. We appreciate it. Thanks for playing Real or Fake.
Was real or fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You going to change that too to Ben and Paul?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
you got a lot of work
stuff
to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Maybe there's just too much work to actually change the name of the show.
Exactly.
We could just be lazy and keep it at Ben and Woods.
Yeah.
For the entire month while you're gone.
Yes. The entire month while I am gone.
No, we'll go ahead and change it.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Change it up. Enjoy.
Do work the show, bitch.
We can work on that.
Enjoy.
We got half the show still to go, Woods. And coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Craig Elston will join us with his streaming television recommendations. We'll have some Ben Reed's raps as well. Get to a lot more here in the second half of Ben and Woods.
I got to tell you guys, I teased it way early in the show when I had my wife. She called in earlier. She did something yesterday that, oh my God, it can only be described as pregnancy brain. And now we wait for the fallout this weekend.
And I have secured some audio. From the old Bill Belichick, and oh my God.
From the old Bill Belichick?
The old.
Ye old Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. You're going to say something, I was like,
I got it.
Probably shouldn't go there.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by your San Diego BMW centers. Through November 2nd, lease a 2020 BMW 330i sedan for $399 a month for 36 months.
The old BMW.
With 4124 do-it signing. Contact the San Diego County BMW Center today for details or visit SD County BMW.
These are new BMWs.
New BMWs. Got it.
Ye new BMWs. We got half the show still to go. As I mentioned, Ben and Woods will come back and hear from ye old Bill Belichick next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.